Back in studio with us today, Pat Johnston. Nice to have you after your need not to be here yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
May I be nosy and ask, have you successfully procured your own vehicle?
Yes.
You...
yeah, my car is back.
Let's see, what battery... was it? Tuesday you got in and nothing.
Wednesday
you got in, nothing
happens.
Yeah,
nothing
had to use Dr. Heather's vehicle to get here.
That's right. And took it to the dealership. They wanted to make sure. They were hoping maybe it wasn't the case, but my battery was dead. And so they had to give me a new battery. I've only had the car for about 3.5 years, I think. So, yeah. But I was told that some of these newer batteries nowadays, they use more juice because, obviously, with all the computers and all the chips and cars and all that, right. And with the stop-start option and all that, that maybe batteries won't last as long as they used to.
Yeah, they're using juice 24 hours of the day for those computers. You have to keep the computers up, even though you have the vehicle shut off.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, at that age of a vehicle, I would have never thought battery myself.
I know. Neither would I. But, oh, well. So I'm here. Got my car back. So that's all.
That's the important thing.
That is the important thing.
Okay.
That sounds about right. I think I replaced my battery after about 3.5
really?
Years.
Did you really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And the way it came about was on a period of time where I didn't drive, but like between Friday and Monday. And it just went dead with the continual draw that it has on these vehicles. Like even on some of our vehicles in our fleet, we start them every few days just to make sure they're not going to sit there and draw down.
I have to remember that.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. It makes me think I better check the age of my battery. Just
right.
Start to wonder. Yeah, because it used to be, couldn't you get like a good 5, sometimes 7 years?
Something like that, easily.
My last vehicle, I think I got 10 years on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right, yeah. I had a good one and didn't have a lot of the components that I have on the new vehicle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I was going to say, I think my previous car I had for about 10 years, and I think I replaced the battery once.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That's all I had to do. But not anymore.
So you got the bonus time then.
Right.
Making up for it now.
Which made me think, though. I was like, okay, so these batteries now with all these new cars and all these computers are just lasting for 3, 4, maybe 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
How long are they saying that the electric batteries are lasting?
That's a different kind of a battery.
No,
it's rechargeable and everything, but yeah, I haven't heard.
So it's almost going to be a wash.
Yeah.
Almost. Almost.
Well, you don't want to replace one of those batteries
too
often.
No, not too often.
Goodness gracious.
Big lithium, they're going to be expensive.
Yeah,
that's going to be a big cost.
For right now.
Part of the vehicle cost.
Yeah.
I mean, a battery right now, it's expensive enough. At least it's not prohibited to the fact we have to take out a second mortgage.
Good point.
To replace.
Yeah. Very, very good.
Or is it cheaper to buy a new vehicle than a new battery?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, can you imagine we get to that point?
When down. It.
Yeah, it's not that your engine's blown, your battery's dead.
Oh no!
Oh man, that's the future.
Yeah.